Hello and welcome to the podcast, 10 Lessons That Took Us 50 Years to Learn, where we dispense wisdom to a new generation of rising leaders. This podcast dispenses wisdom, not just information or mere fact. That's the whole purpose of it. Now, let me introduce you to our executive producer, Robert Hosrey. Rob, why are you associated with this podcast?
Well, Duff, having worked with you for 3 years on how business really works and seeing the joy our listeners got out of the guests that we brought to them and shared business wisdom with them, I thought this would be a better example of what we can do. And especially with your talents and the other hosts, Siva and Jeff, which you'll get to in a minute, and mine, our experience, we can tease out the best answers and the best wisdom from our guests. And that's pretty much why I'm involved, because of you, because of our guests, and because I want to give something back to the community.
Jeffrey Wang is the founder of Professional Development Forum, which is our sponsor. Jeff, why did you get involved in this podcast?
Well, as you know, Duff, the Professional Development Forum for the last 15 years have been hearing from successful people to share with us the wisdom that they have that you can't learn from a textbook. This takes it to a whole new level. We're looking at people with 50 years of experience and above. These are the sort of people that we wish we had as mentors when we're starting out in our careers, and imagine how much that could actually accelerate our own journeys if we knew this from the beginning. And that is why I'm very excited to have this opportunity to work with you, Duff, and Rob and Hoss, to bring this whole generation, this whole new generation, the wisdom that we wish we had.
Well, it is a natural fit because Professional Development Forum, I know, PDF, it's online, professionaldevelopmentforum.org, is an organization that is dedicated to informing, enlightening, rising leaders of the next generation. And so basically, I suppose this podcast tries to provide shortcuts to excellence. Our other co-host is Siba van der Zee, coming to us from Arizona and the United States. Siba, I know why you got involved, because you gave me a phone call and said, let's talk podcast. But why are you still involved?
Well, Dove, it's a great opportunity for me, but for us to be involved. I think we're all on the same track here. My interest has to do with human behavior in a global perspective. And I say that after having had the opportunity to live in 4 countries on 3 continents, and my business in executive search and coaching, it's very much a global business. And when you think about wisdom and you add to that the global aspect, wow, that's what I'm looking for. That's my interest. And the individuals that we are interviewing are individuals that have not only achieved a lot in their life and their career, but they have that broader perspective. And I think in our program, we're bringing it all together. And that's what I think is of interest to a global audience.
That's an interesting point. Everybody here in this production team is or has been an immigrant at some stage, has lived abroad, has worked abroad, was born abroad, has traveled. And that gives us a certain sort of international expertise. Now, I have a question for you folks. On our podcast, we dispense wisdom, tried and true knowledge. But why should a listener tune in, download our podcast?
Well, I think that most people are interested in learning, and you don't know necessarily where you're going to end up in your life or in your career. And we are all examples of that. But we appreciate the knowledge that we receive from other people that perhaps have gone on a journey before us. And when you add it all up, I am, and I think we all are, grateful for the wisdom that others have shared with us.
That is extremely well put, Siva. That I, for one, will put my hand up and agree with you. I wouldn't be where I am had I not had people sharing their wisdom with me. And it's the old adage, the more you know, the more you realize how little you know. And the older we get, the more we realize that there's a lot more to learn. So why not get other people to help you learn those lessons?
Jeff?
Absolutely. Look, suffice to say, we've had our share of debating about what that word wisdom actually means. And I think that is very, very important in terms of why this podcast is worth listening to. Now, I spent the best part of my life trying to pursue this concept of success, only to learn from wiser people in front of me that what I should be looking for is fulfillment. And these are the sort of lessons that I believe will bring us more fulfillment and more meaning into our careers, more so than just tips to get ahead. This is about the meaning that we can, you know, our legacy, the change that we can bring to this world.
Mm-hmm.
And the wisdom that is dispensed, listener, doesn't really come from us four. It comes from our guests. Those guests include former U.S. ambassadors, big name major screenwriters who write movies that you've seen, that you pay to go to, political columnists for the Washington Post, business columnists for Forbes.com, which is a big business site in the U.S. Most recently, a UN negotiator who has resolved more conflicts, solved more difficult problems than you or I will ever face in this existence. Who else have I left out? What other guests do we have?
Well, perhaps to add, and here in the United States, we use the term diversity and inclusion. And of course, again, around the world, we're dealing with similar issues, but perhaps we name it slightly differently. Very relevant to learn from people who have experiences that perhaps, like in my case, as a white guy, I would not have experienced. But it is extremely, extremely helpful to learn from those experiences because, again, we're saying the same thing, you know, wisdom, it's obviously, it's not a stalemate situation. You add to it, you learn more, and people can give that input. And that's what we're focused on.
And it's not just the big names that we are interviewing. We have ordinary people who have run businesses that you may never have heard of, but they're ordinary people. They're very successful in their own right. So why not learn from everyone we can? And that's what we do. Celebrities, large corporate names, ordinary people. That's who we are interviewing. They're the ones who are our guests.
The theme that we've talked about is the guests that we have are people who have been there, done it. So there are people who have learned the hard way, who have life experience, and they're passing along that timeless wisdom to, as I like to joke, young managers, young executives of any age, because this wisdom is timeless and it's always can easily be appropriated by any person, anytime, anywhere.
And sometimes it's not just the wisdom of what to do, but sometimes it's about what not to do. And as you'll find in many of our guests, they've got stories of failures and falls along the way, stories of regret, and sometimes stories of near-death experiences, which could serve as a great lesson. You know, wisdom is not necessarily a story that's steeped in success. You know, wisdom sometimes comes from a whole lot of heartache and failure.
And as Jeff and Siva and Duff have said, this is all about authenticity. We are giving all of the knowledge that we have gleaned over all our years of experience to you because we want a better world.
And that sums it up. So please tune in to any episode of 10 Lessons That Took Me 50 Years to Learn, where we dispense wisdom to a rising generation of new leaders.
Don't forget to subscribe.